Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, November the 14th. We're going to talk about being home for the holidays and also desire to aspire. And I want to introduce you to a remarkable young lady. Her name is Stacy Stewart. Welcome to Radio Friends, Stacy.
Nice to meet you.
And just a little bit that we were talking on the phone over the past couple of weeks and then before the segment today. When I say you were a remarkable young lady, I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about a program that you started yourself. It's called Desire to Aspire.
Correct.
Explain what that is.
So Desire to Aspire is a mentoring program for middle school girls here in Columbia that I started last semester. And so basically we target low self-esteem, goal orientation issues. So we try to attract the girls into that kind of college mindset. We have guest speakers come in. We have dance classes, yoga classes, karate classes, all kind of things to kind of get the girls exposed to things that they wouldn't normally have access to.
So what inspired you to start a program like this?
Well, I was a tutor for Away with Words and Numbers at Moving Ahead. And so I kind of got a couple difficult girls out of the bunch. And so, as a lot of people know, you can't really tutor until you get the other issues out of the way because they just won't be focused. So just hearing some of the issues that some of these underprivileged girls were having, I said, man, there's definitely a need out here. They didn't feel like anyone was kind of listening to them.
Until you came along.
Exactly. And so a lot of times I'd stay late and we just talk just so I knew what was going on with them. So, you know, a lot of them had self-esteem issues. The girls didn't even want to go to high school. Mind you, they're in middle school. So to say you don't want to go to high school is just very peculiar because most people, you know, that's the next normal step for most people. And so by the time I left there, one girl wanted to be a veterinarian, one wanted to be a social worker. And so that really made my heart happy knowing that I left and actually had an impact on the girls.
And this is when you decided to start Desire to Aspire.
Right.
So let me back up here a minute, because I said, she's telling me all of this. And I said, well, Stacy, how old are you? You know, she's talking about everything that she has done and how she's helping people. I said, how old are you? Tell the how old are you?
I'm 19.
19. You're 19 years old.
Yes.
And you are doing things that people in their 30s and 40s have not done yet. You have a big heart, and you're reaching out to folks in the community.
Definitely.
Helping out.
Definitely.
And it does a lot for you, too, doesn't it?
This is kind of my passion, so I never complain about it. It's something that I love doing. I love working with girls. I plan on going to graduate school next fall and for clinical psychology, so I'm applying now. And hopefully I get in, but this is definitely what I want to do after I graduate.
How can people help out or get more information about Desire to Aspire?
Well, they can always check out our website, www.desire2aspire.org.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you looking for folks to help out?
Definitely. Any donations can help us. Markers, crayons. Anything that you can think of, because as of right now, we don't have any funding, so I'm paying for everything. So.
You're paying for everything yourself?
Yes.
Okay. It's Desire to Aspire. The website address is?
www.desire2aspire.org.
Okay. And you're from?
Chicago, Illinois.
You're originally from Chicago, Barack yes. Obama's old neighborhood, right?
Yes,
in
exactly.
Fact, you said, you had talked to him many
yes,
times.
On several occasions.
So is he kind of your inspiration there, too, with
Definitely,
what you're doing?
Especially his wife. I hope to be just like her when I grow up.
You got a great start. 19 years old, everything you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. Continued success. And I'm so glad you came on here. Will you come back again?
Definitely.
All right. I'd love to have you come back again. Stacy Stewart.
Thank you.
Now we turn to Colin Lavoe, Central Missouri Humane Society. You got a hard act to follow there.
I know. Lavoe. That's awesome. Just
Isn't
wonderful.
It 19
yeah.
years old?
Yeah,
19
I'm impressed.
I am too. Central Missouri Humane Society, you're here to tell us about Home for the Holidays.
Yep, it's something we do every year. It's basically throughout most of November and a lot of December, we'll have a lot of different specials that we do for different cats and dogs that we have now at the shelter. It's a great time to just come down and see if maybe that there's someone down there that would make
your best friend is waiting for you down at the shelter.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
The how many dogs and cats right now do you have that are looking for a home?
Oh, we probably have about 80 animals at the shelter and then countless more in foster care. Mm-hmm. Our foster and rescue coordinator does a fantastic job, and that's something that is a big help to us as well. You know, it's a great way to save lives. If people aren't looking for, you know, maybe the permanence of bringing a pet into their home, you can always foster a pet too, mm-hmm. which is, and we always need more foster parents now.
Exactly.
At the shelter.
And the thing is, you got to be realistic. Some of those dogs and cats just are not going to make it. They're not going to be adopted. And where does that responsibility fall? It falls on all of us for not neutering and spaying the animals that we have in our care.
Absolutely.
An animal is not allowed to leave the shelter for adoption until they have been neutered or spayed, correct?
Absolutely. Along with the adoption fees, that pays for the spaying and neutering of the pet. All your vaccinations are taken care of. And we also microchip all of our animals, so in case that animal runs away, if it comes to the shelter, we scan it for that microchip, and hopefully we can get it back to its rightful owner, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as possible.
And, you know, the other thing, we talk about spaying and neutering the pet, it's also important not to allow the pet to run loose.
Yes, absolutely.
Not to allow them to run loose, because the life expectancy is a lot shorter for animals that are not under supervision all the time.
That's true. I mean, the thing is, we all love animals, obviously. We love cats and we love dogs, but it's a big responsibility. And, you know, especially when you're thinking about the holidays, you know, there might be the idea that might cross in your mind, well, I'll get a puppy for someone as a gift. Well, you need to really think about that. That's
right.
Not always the best line of thought. You need to think about, okay, is this a family decision? Are we all in this together? Mm-hmm. Is that this dog or cat going to have the ample attention it needs
right.
to
and
live
a big
good
responsibility.
Life?
It's a
Absolutely.
Big responsibility, and it's a financial responsibility
Absolutely.
Also. Just because you want to adopt a dog and you're very emotional about getting it today, you're going to have that dog, hopefully, for 12, 14, 15 years. So you've
Absolutely.
Got to think it out carefully.
Absolutely.
For more information, the Central Missouri Humane Society, the website?
It's www.cmhspets.org.
Okay, and hours of operation are?
We are open for adoption from noon to 5 every day, Monday through Saturday, and we're open until 7 on Wednesdays.
Okay, Colin, thank you so much
thank
for
you so much,
by.
Paul. It's
Good
always
having
great
you
to see
here.
You.
And Stacy Stewart, thank you for coming by. Tomorrow, Food Bank for Central Missouri and Central and Northeast Missouri is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Trevor Harris, KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.